O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Keep awake. This is the message for the first Sunday of Advent, this season of the liturgical year in which we make our longing for God known, our longing for a time when, as Isaiah prophesied, we will beat our swords into plowshares and our spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O come, Emmanuel, that great Advent hymn expresses our longing for God with us. Particularly in times of great stress and difficulty, we attune ourselves to this longing with our hearts and souls. Advent is a season of preparation in which we prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas. And in Advent, we look backward and forward in time at the same time. In Advent, we look back towards the coming of Christ into the world, the incarnation, even as we also look forward to the culmination of all history in Christ. We proclaim Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so Jesus says, keep awake. Now, this is not a prescription for lots of coffee, caffeine, or no-dose. It's not a literal being awake as opposed to being asleep. This gospel is about being awake and watchful for God in our spiritual lives, in every aspect of our lives. Over the centuries, many great spiritual teachers have used waking up as a metaphor for the spiritual life. Meister Eckhart, the great 13th century mystic, said, "This is spirituality, waking up." Alan Jones, the former dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, one of my favorite books of his is called Soul Making, and in that he goes back to the desert mothers and fathers, those first monastics in the second and third centuries, and their teachings, and that they also said, we need to wake up. The spiritual life is, first of all, an invitation to wake up, to look with new eyes, to contemplate the world around us. Jones says that contemplation means seeing what is there and refusing to hallucinate so that we see only what we want to see. It means being attentive to whatever and whoever is there as truly other than ourselves. Contemplation, he says, requires a willingness to be transformed. This kind of waking up, of contemplative seeing, challenges us daily to change the way that we see the world. The Benedictine tradition calls this conversion of life. And it's not a one-time event. Conversion of life is at least a daily event in the Christian journey, sometimes hourly, sometimes it's minute by minute. We are called to continual conversion of life in our spiritual lives. So keep awake, we hear in Advent. Cynthia Bourgeau says that although we keep hearing from the church to keep awake, we usually get no practical instructions on how to do this. So we often just end up with things as usual, staying asleep, but only more nervously. We need spiritual practices to help us stay awake. Advent is a wonderful season for us to focus on our spiritual lives, and it is not an easy time to do that. It takes daily intention, perhaps hourly intention to do that. Our tradition offers us many spiritual practices that can help us to stay awake and focus on our relationship with God. You are here for one of these, which is the weekly Eucharist. It's a very important tradition and practice, spiritual practice. Daily prayer is a part of our tradition. Meditative reading of Scripture, using the monastic practice of Lectio Divina, centering prayer, silence, spiritual conversation with a friend or a spiritual director, taking a retreat. All of these spiritual practices are part of our tradition and are available here at St. Catherine's. In Advent, I invite you to begin a daily prayer practice if you do not already have one, or maybe try a different one if the one you have is not feeding you. Some of you already use the Forward Day by Day booklets for your daily devotion, or do one of the daily offices in the prayer book: morning prayer, noonday prayer, evening prayer, Compline. You can pray evening prayer here at St. Catherine's in the chapel at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or you can join us at your home at a more convenient time. We offer instruction on how to do the daily office at home, teaching and practice of Lectio Divina in our Wednesday Bible study. Centering prayer, teaching, and group meets this Tuesday. We have many opportunities to take advantage of. And the Advent wreath is a wonderful tradition that you can use in your home to light a candle and pray as the weeks go forward in Advent. So Advent is a time of waiting and also a time of preparation. And in many of our lives, it is a very busy time with preparations for all the coming celebrations of Christmas and family gatherings and friends and parties. But there is a way to do all of this preparation intentionally in a prayerful way. In Matthew's gospel, two people were out doing their daily work, working in the field. Two women were grinding meal together, but only one of each was awake. That means it's possible to be doing the normal daily activities in a different way, in a prayerful way, in an intentional way, keeping awake as much as is possible. The Roman Catholic spiritual writer John Shea says that we wrongly treat spirit as a luxury in our society. If our bodies are hurting, we will pay attention to them and work hard to recover our physical health. If our financial security or social status is under attack, we will struggle and fight ceaselessly for our money and position, he says. But we will allow our spirit to languish and even atrophy. Advent is a great gift from our tradition. And this Advent, the Church invites all of us to treat spirit as a necessity, not as a luxury. The Church invites all of us to keep our focus on God, even and especially in the midst of all the busyness of this season. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.